We're back. We're talking with Dr. Michael Murray, and he's written a book called Natural Medicine Healing? Or is that the name of the summit that you got going on?
Oh, yeah. I don't have a book on natural medicine healing. I've written the Encyclopedia
That's right.
of Natural Medicine.
That's right.
In many other books. But yeah, right now we have a summit, which is a virtual event. It's all internet-based, and it's a collection of interviews from 30 of the world's top experts on nutrition and other natural approaches to health and healing. It's called the Natural Medicine Summit, and people can find out more about it by just going to naturalmedicinesummit.com. The summit is just a great way for people to get introduced to natural medicine. We are really focusing a lot in the summit on some rather basic steps, but there's also just really groundbreaking information being provided by again some of the world's leading experts in this area that I'm talking about today. Was woven into several of the different interviews. It's kind of a hot topic these days. So it's really interesting, and it makes a lot of sense to me. And I'm sure if people would understand the way in which a cell works, they would see how vital it is to have energy. And we're talking about improving the energy production within the cell by focusing on mitochondrial health. And there's a new supplement that is really exciting. It's called PQQ. That's short for pyroquinoline quinone. So we just call it PQQ because that's just a lot easier to say. And this compound is really, really interesting. It's found in interstellar dust, and it's really serves in cells of all life forms as the spark of life. Many of your listeners have probably heard of coenzyme Q10. PQQ works very closely with coenzyme Q10, and it's really critical to the health of that mitochondria. And the results that are being shown in preliminary as well as double-blind, placebo-controlled studies are just they're astounding. And I really expect this substance PQQ, which is available as a dietary supplement, to become as well known as coenzyme Q10, and it may turn out to be even more valuable. It has been shown to be effective on its own, but it works very closely with coenzyme Q10. One of the studies was done in people looking at how a combination of PQQ and coenzyme Q10 could work to improve mental function. What the animal studies showed was that PQQ could help a mouse or a rat run through a maze faster if they were given the PQQ and coenzyme Q10 in combination. So they did a study where they used a standard test to measure memory and mental processing, and they gave the subjects either PQQ alone, coenzyme Q10 alone, or the combination or a placebo. And what they found was that coenzyme Q10 on its own really didn't have much of an effect. PQQ on its own had a better effect than the coenzyme Q10, but when you combine them, there was more than an additive effect. The benefit was exponential. So it showed a very good synergy where 1 + 1 didn't equal 2, it equaled like 5. So we got greater improvement with the combination than the sum of the two individually. So this really showed the researchers what was shown in the animal studies could be applied to humans. And so there's more studies on board looking at the combination, but there's also studies looking at PQQ as a single agent. And these studies have looked at energy production. If your cells aren't producing energy, you're not going to have energy. It just comes down to that simple fact. And So they looked at giving people 20 milligrams of PQQ a day, and they looked at metabolites of energy metabolism in their urine, and they showed improved energy production. In a separate study, they showed that PQQ also lowered cholesterol, lowered the LDL cholesterol. In fact, it worked just as well as a statin, but didn't have any side effect. And this is another key area. There's so many possibilities of benefit with PQQ. If people can go to my website, drmurray.com. If they go to drmurray.com and they just type in PQQ, they can see the articles that I've written on this amazing new natural product that's available.
So, Dr. Murray, where do you see the benefit most for this? Is it for people that, as they're aging, have low energy, or is it people that are worried about cognitive function, about, forgetting things, or, early onset Alzheimer's, those kind of areas?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One, I think that we're gonna see that some of the benefits that are attributed to certain dietary practices are because the diets are richer in PQQ. But even then, the amount that you get in your diet may be, in the range of like 100 to 200 micrograms. And in the studies, they're using 10 to 20 milligrams, or using much higher dosages. And in the studies, I think that you're going to see the most dramatic improvements in people that are suffering from low mitochondrial function. So this not only includes elderly people, but also, perhaps kids with autism or attention deficit disorder, people with depression, people, like you said, with low energy, people that have low activity of some mitochondrial enzymes, and this may show up as being overweight with a tendency to have low energy, may have elevations in blood pressure, cholesterol, and triglycerides. So we're just scratching the surface initially right now with PQQ research, but what is clear is that the applications are going to be far-reaching, and if the results are anything like we've seen in these preliminary studies, it's going to be a very popular dietary supplement.
So, this supplement PQQ, you say it works for elderly. What about for athletes? Is there any benefit for athletes taking this if they're trying to increase energy?
I think that'll be a natural extension of a group that may seem benefit. I think there, an athlete and their muscle cells will have higher number of mitochondria and they'll function at a higher level. So I'm not sure with a highly trained athlete if they're going to see much improvement. But there are some people that just they hit walls and they may not have as much mitochondria inside their muscle cells as they possibly could if they supplemented with PQQ. And I think there'll be ways of determining who's going to respond best. But yeah, I think if there are people out there that are athletes that I think may get pushed that little bit extra with PQQ supplementation, and that may mean for a highly elite athlete, it may mean the difference between first and second place.
Dr. Murray, we only have a couple minutes left, and I'm wondering if you can just sum up what we've been talking about today and tell people where they can get more information.
Well, okay, great. Well, I'm going to start off by telling people where they can get more information. They can go to my website, drmurray.com. And if they go to my website, they can sign up for my Natural Medicine Healing and Wellness Summit. And they can also do a search with PQQ, and there's other free information on the site. So I think that's one of the outcomes I'd like to see, because information is so valuable, but you got to make sure you get the right information. I think that we've done a good job with that on my website. What we've been talking about is the importance of valuing your life, valuing your health, and realizing that everything that we do is an accumulation of effects that influence our life's course and our ability to live a long, healthy, and happy life. So making better choices, paying attention to our lifestyle and diet, utilizing key natural products. We've been focusing on almost entirely the benefits of a new natural product, PQQ. This is a really hot topic in nutritional medicine right now. It's a newly discovered nutrient that has just fantastic preliminary research showing a wide range of possible benefits, including an ability to improve memory, improve energy levels, lower cholesterol levels, and exert other significant benefits reflective of enhanced mitochondrial function.
Dr. Murray, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been fantastic. The website again is drmurray.com. Have a great day. And I want to thank producers across the country, including our producer right here, Alan Wishart, for putting the show on the air. Have a great, healthy day. Take care.
Registration is now underway for the 14th Annual National Aboriginal Youth Conference. Gathering Our Voices will be held in Victoria from March 21st to 24th, and Aboriginal youth ages 14 to 24 are invited. This conference will have a wide range of issues covered, including health, language, culture, education, and sports and recreation. There will be many workshops, an interactive career and education fair, and lots of fun activities. For more information or to register for the National Aboriginal Youth Conference in Victoria in March, go to gatheringourvoices.bcaafc.com.
Shopping local is great for our economy. Buying local goods from local retailers is even better. Ave Maria and Mother Maria's Market carry a wide variety of local products, including meat, produce, beauty care, and honey. Beauty care products from both Viola Organics and Green Sisters are made with quality natural ingredients processed without chemicals. For a snack, try Nechaco Garden kale chips, and for the best bread in town, choose from Red Rooster, Baker Extraordinaire, and Lac La Hache. Featuring quality products from across northern BC. Ave Maria and Mother Maria's Market. Healthy products for body, mind, and soul.
Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Come and celebrate Prince George International Women's Day with a gala dinner Friday at the Columbus Community Centre starting at 6 o'clock. The event is hosted by IMSS with the Honourable Shirley Bond, MLA for Prince George Valemount, as a guest speaker. It's a fundraising event, and you can buy your tickets at IMSS or by credit card at the website imss.ca. On Friday, from 7 to 8 p.m., in the Nechaco branch of the Prince George Public Library, Gillian Wigmore will be presenting photos and stories of West Coast summertime adventures with a canoe on the ocean. The event is free and a drop-in.